דף ס"ז עמוד בייס תנא רבנן מייסה באנשי גליל העליון שלקחו לעוני בין טובים אחד מציפורי ליטרה בוסו בכל יין. It seems this is a המשך of the Gemara we had learned yesterday, that there is a chiyav of dei machseiroi asheyech saloi. Other people are used to having types of food which are for themselves their necessities, and for others they'd be luxuries. This was an oni ben toivim. It seems he became murgul to eat such food. So they purchased for him each day a litra bosar, a certain litra is a certain type of a weight, b'chol yayim. Every day they purchased this amount of meat for him. So the Gemara asks, litra bosar mayre buse? I mean, that's not such a big chiddush. What is the chiddush that they a litra bosar? Omar Rav Hunes said, litra bosar mishal oifes. It wasn't a plain piece of meat, it was an expensive piece of meat. Rashi says, mishal oifes shedemeyem yekorim. This is an expensive piece of meat. Vuhu hoya mu'unik, and he was a person that was used to such type of meals, that became a necessity by him. Viboyis eimo belitro bosor mamish. So Rashi seems to say, belitro bosor, shoya bosor biyoika. Bosor was very expensive. Voyotzorich bosor bidmei litro mois. That means they weighed the money. It was a certain... Litra is not the weight of the meat. Litra was the amount of money that was needed to purchase for him bosar each day. Well, that was a lot of money. Rav Ashi Omar Hosom Kvar Koton Hoyo. He lived in a small town. B'chol yoyme have mafsidi chiyusa amtulose. That means there was not, what does Rashi say? Kvar koten hoyo, ve'ein ha-moysa nimka. That means he needed, we're speaking about before they had freezers, so meat can't hold. So if he needs meat each day, so they used to shecht a beheme each day. And he lived in a very small village, ve'ein ha-moysa nimkar, and the rest of the meat, there wasn't too many customers to purchase it. Is amtulosei b'shvilei, so they used to shechta beheime each day for one person, v'heine revusei. Loilam b'mishka litra bosa koma, that's taki right, he ate a litra bosa, but it's a moira de kechidish, that in order to make sure that he should have his litra bosar, they had a shechta behemah each day for him. Ahuda also lekamei de Rav Nechemya. A person came to Rav Nechemya. Omalei bame ato soyed. What do you normally eat? Omalei bebosar shomein v'yayin yoshon, that he used to eat a good cut of meat and yayin yoshon. It seems this was not the diet of Rav Nechemya. Ritzoincha shetegalgal imi ba'doshim. I eat lentils. You want? I could offer you a portion of lentils. Gilgal imi ba'doshim. No, listen, if that's what's on the menu, beggars can't be choosers. So he ate adoshim, umeis, and he died. It seems he was not used to such a type of a meal. He was taka used to boso shomin v'yayin yosh. Omar, he said, Oy loy lo ze, shahol goy Nehemia. Oy loy to this person that Nehemia killed him. So the Gemara, it's a very interesting lashon. Adarabba, oy loy le Nehemia, shahol goy le zemi boy loy. I mean, lechayr da oy loy is that Nehemia killed him. What's oy loy lo ze, shahol goy Nehemia? So the Mos says, Aleihu delei boile lefnuke nafshe kulehai. He shouldn't have been such a mefunik. There's an inyan of an oni ben toivim, so that means that, already it was a ben toivim, that means he grew up in a wealthy house, and, he was used to such meals. Here it doesn't say he was an oni ben toivim. Seems he himself was margul himself to such a diet. Now, Taki, he can't exist without it, but, he shouldn't have been margul himself to such a diet. I saw in Ben Yoyodo, Sfot amod neloshen, oy loy leze shahol goy Nehemia. He should have said, oy loy loze, how does shahol goy Nehemia come in? So he brings down from the Yaris Dvash as a yesod, as follows, that, if a person is nenash, Min HaShemayim. So that Einish is a kapore, it's mechapar an avoinis. So he gains from the Einish. Says if a person is nenash mipshiyosoi, so it's tarti l'reyusa. Number one, I mean, this won't be menak avoinis. Fakert, I mean, who told you to do this? So he won't get any kapore, and Nabuchi was nenash, it's tartil reyuso. So he said as follows, a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. He says like this, if this person would have been killed by a stamazai person, so then I'd be toile that it's min hashamayim, then they killed him, a galgulam choyva yedei chayev. But Rab Nehemia knew on himself, he's not a chayev, he's a zakai. So the whole sibe is because of pshiyosoi. That's the pshiy of this person. So oiloi loze shahogei Nehemia. That means if someone else would have killed him, then it would have been, I would be toilets min HaShemayim. So kaponimi would have had kaporas avoinis. But if it's Nehemia that killed him, so kolchoch, it's, he alone is the sibit. It's not considered megalglum choyva yidei chayiv. That means if he'll be a shluche darachmone, Ashlucha d'Rachmon is a chayiv. So Kocher, this is only because of himself. So that's the oiloi leze shahol goy Nehemia. Ahu da'osa lekamei d'rovet. Now we have a second case. And this is a different story. Someone came to Rovet. Omar lei ba'mea atosayit. What is, do you usually eat? Amaloi betane geilis petuma. I usually eat a stuffed chicken, v'yayin yoshon. Amaloi v'loi chayshis leduchke de tzibur. I mean, with your menschlichkeit, such meals, and you're matel yourself on the tzibur. I mean, duchke de tzibur. Amaloi. So he told them, Otto midid hukochilne, I'm eating from them, The Rabbeinu Shalom is giving. I'm not taking from them. They're not my source of food. The Rabbeinu Shalom is machel. The Tanina we learned, Eine chole lecha yisabeiru, Vata noisin lahem es ochlom beitoi. It's a very interesting lashon. Ochlom is a loshen rabbi. Rabbim. Be'ita is a loshen yochid. Be'itam loinema. Elo be'itoi melamed shekol echot ve'echot noisin HaKadosh Baruch Hu panososoi be'itoi. The Baruch Shalom gives each person his panosa be'itoi. We'll just finish this mice and then we'll come back to explain what this means exactly, panososoi be'itoi. Adohochi, no, he's telling him, he's answering, you shouldn't have any tainus on me, I'm not matrik de tzibu. It's the Rabbeinu Shloilo. Adohochi, asoi achtei de Rove. In the meantime, Rove's sister came, lechozi le tleisri shoni. She didn't see him for 13 years. And she brought for the occasion, 13 years she didn't see her brother Rove, so for the occasion she brought a Tanegeles Petume V'yayin Yosha. Omar, my de kamo, what is this? Plutzlung, I'm not used to such meals, and all of a sudden when this Oni comes, and this is what he's mulgul to eat. All of a sudden, she comes and brings this. Omaleine neisi loch kum echel. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Ahuda osi oni emevakish parnose, bemea tesoyit, ma terogil lechel besudasecho. Beitoi, Akel lefi mashu hu tzorich. Whatever each person needs. Kol yochid v'yochid lefi limudoi. Whatever one is mugul to eat, that's what. Atanaislam es ochlom b'itoi. The Marsha says he doesn't understand how the itai means tzorich. So the Marsha wants to say a different pshat. Beitai means in his time. He says, and the Marsha wants to say as follows, that really this person, this wasn't his everyday suited tanagolus mefutomo. No, when he felt he needed it for his health, that means whenever he felt weak, then he held that. That's what he has to eat. So memele. So that should be itoy. That's what he wants to say, not like Ashi. That whenever I need it, then whenever I need, that's when I feel that I'm weak, then I need the Talmud Mefutom of Yain Yosha. The Rif wants to say a very interesting pshat. Vata Neislam es Ochlam Beitoi. So the Rif wants to say that he told them that because of me, you also have what to eat. Es ochlom be'itoi. That means there's one person that needs such a suda, and because of him, so the others will also eat. That's what he told them. And that was like the Maise, his sister went and brought food for him. He had a Tanagel's Mavotoma because that was Be'itoi of this Oni. Neneisi loch, Oma Rova Maidikamo, Madovoza Shiiro Lefonai, Atosh Loisi Rogel Bekach. שבוזו לכאן ותנגלס ויין יושן ביודו. How did this come about? ונסי לוח דיברתי יויסר מדי. The Mephoshim ask, we have here two maises. One maise, we had in Oraman also, said, Nehemiah asked them what they usually eat. He also had a very choshev menu. And the maise, he ended up eating adashim and he died. In this Oraman, we see Maise Nisim, Ashgoche Protis, Rove's sister comes after 13 years. What's the chilek between the two Maises? The Einel Yo wants to say that as follows, that if a person eats L'Shem Shamayim, so the etzem, the Rambam says, that a person, the eating, the sleeping, whatever a person does, lebriyusoi, and he's doing it bekavone l'shem shemaim. So this is a mitzvah. He brings down from the goyin. The goyin wants to fa'emfer teisvis kashe, teisvis esra kashe, astiran tu gemores. One Gemara it says that Leiposkots noin vechazeres mishulchoni shal Rebbe leibi meisak shomim leibi meisak hamad. It was. And another Gemara says Rabbein Hakodesh b'shasi was nifter. He lifted up his 10 fingers and he said lein neisi meyolam hazer v'lo meetz baktane. And here there was used to have a sumptuous there. There was. So the goyin says, "Lo nenasi, I didn't take it for my hano. I took it l'shem shemayim. Taka he ate it. The tznoin v'chazeres was not for all the others sitting there. Rebbe ate tznoin v'chazeres, but lo nenasi. It wasn't for my hano. It was avodas Hashem. Fakir, this is. I need this for avodas Hashem. So this is." So this is Rotzon Hashem. So the Einelio wants to say that that's the chilek between these two people. The second one, and the Shem is very good with Tamar Shoal, so the second one, Eilu Shem Shemayim, Take. Be'itoy, Fakert, whenever he needed it Take for his health, and Take Eilu Shem Shemayim, is the Rabbeinu Shloilom, is Ratzon Yireyev Yase. So there's a Bezunder Ashgoche that he should get it when he needed it. Ma'ashein came the first Oni, well, has a tiny, he killed himself. Loi boy leilif nuke navshe kule, I did it navshe. He was margil himself to eat, tanugim. Kol yom of kechagim. So my male, that was a pshia of his. That's not a maisa mitzvah, so, fakert, so. There was no bezunder ashgoche from another rabbi, was nenash. That's what Einel Yo wants to say. In Sefer Kilas Yitzrok, he brings down Parshas Bahar, a different teretz from the Pisre, the Baal Pisre Tshuve. And he says, Yesodis the Keteretz. He says there's a difference between these two aniyim as follows. He says, the second oni was a Baal Betochen. Like, he asked him a kasher, I mean, how could you matel yourself on the tzibur? And he, it's not the tzibur, it's the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Ba'ato noislam esochlam bi'itoy, whenever one needs it. He was a Baal Betochen. That means after Rav told him this Musa Shmuz, he didn't tell him, no, you have something else to offer. Well, he was atakiv bedatoi. Fakel, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives, you're not giving me anything, it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was abal betochen. Abal betochen is the Rabbeinu Shalom gave a shiftach by Hashem, by Hashem iftachai. The first one wasn't a Baal Betochen. He told them, listen, you want Boso Shomein, listen, I have Adashim. No, Ezel, Zayn Adashim. He wasn't a Baal Betochen. He wasn't a Baal Betochen, so Memele. So that's why he wasn't Zoyche, that his Rotzin should be Nismale. Bemison, there's a... The etzem yisod dachser merstait in goyin. The goyin says in broches taf samach. The Gemara relates that that Hillel was once bo baderech v'shama keil tzvocha beir, and Hillel said batuach ani. That this tzvoch is not coming from my bias. And the Gemara says, Anhilo mishmua ro lo yiro nochin liboy batuach b'ashem. So the Goyin asks, what is Pshat? Hillel says, Muftach ani she'ein ze b'soich beisi. He says, the one tzaddikim that had tzores. I mean, there were big tzaddikim that had tzores. And here there was Nabachakel tzvocha b'ir. There was a tragedy in the city. So how is he Muftach she'ein ze b'soich beisi? So the Goyin says, Hu hoyo batuach b'ashem shloi tovo loy tzora b'soich b'isai. If he had betochen that a tzora won't come, mishmua l'ro lo yira nochen libe batuach b'ashem. If the lev is batuach b'ashem, that a tzora won't occur, it's all won't occur. Zuk the Goyin u ma'ashem otzinu kama tzadikim shehoyo lem tzoris? But their betochen wasn't that strong. So Mamela, if they're not batuach, that a person is batuach, b'chazdei Hashem, is Hashem li loy ira, is mayasa liyodom, so nothing could happen to a person. I mean, there's a Meldik upon him Yofis that says this yesod. He says that's pshat and posik, even though there's a Zohar HaKodesh that says about b'chiris b'koyach to be mazik, zukt upon him yofes, that's if a person is afraid. But Hashem li lo yiro is mayas liyodom, they can't do anything. He says pshat about the when Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shloim did not take them there, Eretz Plishtim, because they weren't in this dag of Bitochim. So that's why, maybe they'll see a Mulchom, and if they would have this dag of Bitochim, that there wouldn't be any problem. About Kaponim, could be that this is Pshat, according to the Pisrei Tshuvim. That's the difference. The second only was a Baal Bitochim, and the first only wasn't a Baal Bitochim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbono. Tanu Rabbono. Ein loy. A person doesn't have money. But he doesn't want to take stock either. So there's a problem. Is noisnim loy l'shum halvo. So we go over to him and we lend him. We lend him some money. Then we'll never be goy, but we tell him it's a halvo. But then we're meichel him. Divrei Rameyam. V'chachomim oimrim noisnim loy l'shem matonim. We give him l'shem matonim. V'choizrim v'noisnim loy l'shem alvo. Fragt die Gemorre, Lishum matone hole shokol. We're just saying, Eine reutze lis paunis. So he doesn't want to take matonis. Amarove liftoyach loy lishum matone. No, we start off with a matone. You have to understand this Gemorre. What does the Gemorre answer? I saw in Ben Yoyodo, the Ben Yoyodo says that what's pshat the Chachomim? Liftoyach loy lishum matone. So the Ben Yoyodo wants to say as follows. Ein loy vein eroitze lispalnes. That means there was 20 aniyim. And there were hours that the Gabit Stoker was open from 3 to 5, and there's a big line over there. They're all going in the Nitzrochim. Ve'ein eroitzel is palmes. They all go in, and he's standing outside. He doesn't go in. Ve'ein eroitzel is palmes. So you see, he doesn't want. We know he doesn't have, but he doesn't want to take tzedakah. So Rab Meir says. We go over to him and we tell him a halvo. That means Rameya holds that we see that he doesn't want to take tzedakah. He's too proud to take tzedakah. So we offer, and if we'll start talking about tzedakah, we'll embarrass him. And then we'll say halvo, so he'll not understand already. He may not understand the whole thing. He wants tzedakah, halvo. So don't talk about tzedakah. You see from his actions that he doesn't want to be mekabel tzedakah. All the aniyim went in, and he doesn't go in. So lechatchil, you give him l'shem albo. The chachamim say, noisnim loy l'shem matone. We come over to him. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, noisnim loy l'shem matone o loy shokel? So the Ben Yoda says, loy shokel means he didn't go in. He didn't ask for tzedakah. But we can go and offer him. That's Pshat in the Chachomim. That's how the Ben Yoda says Pshat. We can offer him. He doesn't want to ask, but if he offer, so then maybe he'll take. If he doesn't want, then we'll talk Halbo. That's how the Ben Yoda says Pshat in the Machlekes. The Ein Eliyo wants to say, bring some Dahaflo, a different Pshat. That the Chachamim hold that each time you have to offer him tzedakah. That means, so what's pshat? They offered him for the last 10 years. He doesn't take tzedakah. But it could be, by the 11th year already, he owes so much money, so Mamela could be now he'll take tzedakah. So liftoyach loy l'shematon. You have to start. That means each time, you can't bring a guy from the last time. The last time he didn't want to take tzedakah, fine, but now he realizes he's accumulating a lot of chayvus. He doesn't have the minutest way out to pay back. So you liftoich le l'shematone. Yesh loy ve'ein eiroitze l'ispanus. You have another case. He has money, but to spend the money is not a shod, it's an avere. So he's going to die of hunger. He's not going to use that money. So ain't from the beide. So he comes for tzedakah. So what happens then? Is noisnim loy l'shematon? No, he says he needs money. We know he has a... He has a Cadillac, but he needs money. Otach Nebuchadnezzar was saying, "Noisnim loy l'shum matone." So we say, "No, fine, it's a donkey. We give him." V'chayzren v'nifroim imenu, but later will be gaiver from him. In fact, the Gemara chayzren v'nifroim imenu sulei shokel. I mean, if you're going to take it, the next time he won't go to you anymore. He knows. You say maton, and then you go even say no. So you're not the people. So he'll die of hunger. I mean, if you don't understand this plight, so finished. He won't go to you again. Omar Rav Pope la'achemise. No, That means we give him now the money. Belachem misosai will be goyver from the nechosim. Rab Shimon Omer yesh loy ve'enei roitze leisparnitz. Ein iskokin loy. Listen, if he wants to kill himself, gesundheit. That means we're not niskokin loy. He has, we ein loy ve'enei roitze leisparnitz. That's another case, that ein loy. Is Omerim loy havei mashkin v'tul. And we tell him, we know he doesn't want to take tzedakah, so he say, no, we'll lend you money, but listen, we want to make sure they'll get it paid back, so bring a mashkin. So Yitaka thinks it's Taka the real thing, that Taka want to lend me money, want to be sure. Then he comes back, you know, I can't find a mashkin. So he said, no, you care a mashkin? No, we'll lend you the money this time without a mashkin. Kadesha tezuach batei olav. So Kaponim, he feels important. That means that really they want to lend him the money, nor so he takes things. It's a halvo. Tano rabona. Haveit lend ze she ein loy veneroitze leisparnes she noisnem le lishem halvo vechoisnem ve noisnem le lishem matone. Tavitenu says haveit tavitenu. Ze she yesh loy, ve'ine roitze lisparni, she noisem lo lishum matone, v'choyzrem nifroi mimenu, la'achamis. Divrei Rab Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrem, yesh loy, ve'ine roitze lisparni, ein iskoken loy, ve'lamani mikayim tavitenu, so what's on the tavitenu? Divratoyre kelosh b'neyod. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, ein loy mishaloy, wenn er reizel is parnis mishal tzedoke. Yesh loy, wenn er reizel is parnis mishaloy. Ella mishal tzedoke. Um mesagi fatz me berov, he'll die of hunger. She tezuach dati olov, yigveli beloy medatam larsa velikvisem eni, the taka wanu, the wanu she pay back. Hail v'tavuni mashkin, the man a mashkin, ein zu ella halvo, v'yitol b'loi boishe, so there's not a shame, can borrow money. V'irim also borrow money. Shema ein li mashkin, so say, I don't have a mashkin, I'm yimil tu b'loi mashkin. Let us see Taisus, l'chamim aimerim yesh loi v'ein eroitze l'isparnes, ein iskoke loi. Hanichachomim heim Rab Shimon Dulel, that also said the same thing. Bimtaima v'oles el Rab Shimon dibrater kelosh mneyodim b'meseches Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't know dibrater, he darshins from a kefal aloshin. V'oi tada d'shinim b'keil ha-metziyis, ha-kim tokim, ha-shim toshiv, ha-filo meipomim, otu kulu d'loike Rab Shimon. Boy Marie, the Halecha Dikla Midrash Tashinim, Lebrin and Dibrater Kaloshim Benayod. Elohoche, the Le Mistavale Le Midrash Karabonon, the Kromash Med the Bain Loy Mairi, Kidrsiv De Machsoirai. So the Posek seems to be speaking about by a person who Taka doesn't have. So Mamele, to say that this Posek is speaking about Yesh Loy, that he didn't want to say, that's Fakeld from the Mashmois of the Posik. So Memela, that's why he didn't darshan like that. Rabaren Zecheinu Lavroche says, Amoyre de Kezach, in the Mishnes Rabaren, on Yomim Neroim, he says as follows, in the Staka Pachat, he says, V'hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaig lefi dinei ha-toira. The Rabbeinu Shalom firtzech, the din shal mailos, like the din shal mato. V'nechleku b'ksubis, there's a machlokes tanoim b'ksubis, b'yeshloi b'neroitzel ispalnes. A person has money, but he doesn't want to use the money. The Tanikame Soiver Noisnim Leila Shumatone, V'choizrim V'nifroim Imenu. Reb Shimon soy vedenis kokin loy. He has and he doesn't want, forget about it. Vehine, a moire de ketzushtel. Tshuve umaisim toivim kitris bifnei aperonis. That means a person is oimid lifnei yoyim adin. There's a zachmon and it's long, there's a whole peckle. So it's yeshloi. He can take care of this all. V'yochel b'chol rega lasis tshuve. He can do tshuve. V'chabaraisa b'kedushin amenasha nitzadik apelo roshe gomu mekodesha shem ahiru tshuve b'daitoi. Ahiru tshuve could make some tzadik gomu. Harei sheyitochin de yisapech me roshe gomu letzadik gomu. So he has a tris, tshuva, that's called tshuva, is maisim toivim, ken tris b'fnei peronius. Maisim toivim, he could be marva b'lima da teure, he could do chesed. Maisim toivim, a person could do a lot. Vim kein hareihu begedo yeshloi, that means we're holding before a reish yeshone. And so it's yeshloi. He could take care of himself. And he brings v'rei. What's pshat nagim more that what's pshat nagim more yeshloi v'nei roitzel ispalnis. He says it doesn't mean that he has food in the refrigerator. Yeshloi b'mei liknois. Ara yeshloi. Yeshloi doesn't mean that he has the capabilities to buy food. That's called yeshloi. You don't give him tzedakah, let him go and buy. And then he brings a goyin. The goyin says, balabayis ahilach mimokim lamokim. A person, he's a wealthy person, he used up all his money. Now he finds himself in a difficult matzav, he doesn't have any money. Is he told tzedakah? So, he says, anoni, but he says, sure, so he takes tzedakah, he doesn't have anything now. That's cool, that's halacha, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now he was a noni by Yisrael. He doesn't have any money. So he brings the goy and says, the imoitze lil voice, what if he could borrow money there? Ain't like the noni by Yisrael. So my mele, if a person has an opportunity for yesh, that's called yeshli already. So he says every person is a yeshloi. The Mechilta says vayelchu vayasu. So the Mechilta says vechi kvarosu. Ela mishikiblu aleim lasis mal aleim kilowosu. A kabbalah to do is mal aleim kilowosu. So he says the person can be mekabel on himself to change his ways, to be better. So it's called yeshloi. Some amela veini roitze. That's a parsha. So loy mi boy wold ain is kokin loy. Like this rachmim, this chasodim. But it's yesh loy. Ain is kokin loy. That is if you hold, according to Rab Shimon. And then he says, now there's another man de yoma. One man, the Omar says, so he says, you know what that means over here? We'll give you now. So he says, so that's a pachat. That's mishalem l'sainav apod of lavida. So we'll give him now. We'll give him now, on this world, in the schar of his mitzvahs, and later in the froyim imenu. Mordike agoinische Zustell, was Rabbana zugestellt, agemore to every one of us before the Yom HaDin, that we should know that Tshuve Maisim Toivim is Ketris Befnei Peronius, each person is called Yeshloi. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Marukve hava anje beshive vusay. There was another man, a poor person in his neighborhood. Daverogel koyoyme de shodole arbo zuzi betzinoire de dashe. Every day he used to throw in, there was a tzinoire de dashe, that was the hole that the door used to swivel on. So in that hole he used to put 4 zuzim. Yoim echad, omar ezel echsi man covered bi, ahu tivusa. What this other man was curious, who's the person who gives the 4 zuzim each day? Ahu yoime nogolei lema ukve bebei medrosha. This is the Rishash's Girsa. That day, he came home late from the base medrash. Osye devise bade. It's very unclear. It would seem that when he came home earlier, so maybe his wife was unavailable to come with him. This day he came late, so his wife went with him. Kivin dechos yua dekomatz lelele dasha. Now he saw that this other man, he wanted to find out who's this person who is always putting money in. Someone's bending over by the doorway. Nofak paschayu. So he went out. He wanted to see who this person is. Loit mikame. So they started running. He didn't want that he should see him. Aili lahu atune. So they went into an oven. That there was no fire. The fire was taken out from the oven, but it was a hot burning oven. Have komikalian kare de marukve. So his feet started burning. It's no joke. Omrele de visu. So his wife told him. She was also in the oven. They both went into the oven. Shkoil karech. Oisiv akaroi. Put your feet on my feet. They won't get burnt. My feet are not burning. So you put your feet on my feet so they won't get burnt. Cholash daitai. Said Amerdike chalishas adas. He always said the chetz for his wife. But, I mean, now he saw him in Hashemayim, who's choshev, that, by her they're making a nest, and by him, I mean, they're not making a nest. Omrelei, so she said, Anosh chichna begave devesa. She says, no, it's no, I'm always in the house. Umekalve anosi. That means when another man comes to me, I give him food. So Memele, so the Hanor that he gets from me is that he has food. He doesn't have to go and purchase food. He has it right away. You give money, so your mitzvah of tzedakah is not as choshev as my mitzvah of tzedakah. So that is why the ness occurred with me and not with you. Frag de gemore umay kulehai. What was the whole thing? They ran into an oven, I mean, so we'll see who's giving him. And they were going to burn her. And she did not want to say that she was Nis'aba from Yehuda. She did not want to be Mevazahim. Let us see Rashi. Tzinayra de Dashe, Chur Shebe Mifton, this was a hole by the threshold, Vitzira Dela Soivev Boy. Ahu Yaima Isayim Shnostani Libri Ladas Minoisnam Loi Kivin the Chozoni, Ano Shechifna Begay Beisavanim Moitzi Noisi Lefikach Schusi Got, they see me, Makavi An Yossi, Anosim is a Menish, Animechal Rakes Lechem Obosa Omelach. Aval ato noisin moislanim, behem teuchim bekoinim sude. Maikulahai, lomalam livroyach velichneis letano, himutseis vehisholcha, afalpi shebosel isorev, legilsa adova, amken yigalohu, vimlo yigalo nisrefes. Let us see Toisvis, Tachsivi Mutzais, Rabbein Chananel Goris Mutzas, with Aran Aleph. That means the fire was burning on her already. Loshen Vayatzis Eish Bitzion. It wasn't Stamazay, she was taken out to be burned. She started burning already. She still would not say that she was Nisaba from Yehuda. Now, I'd like to say over a Taisvis and Saita Daf Yudam at Beis, a Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. Taisvis and Saita Daf Yudam at Beis, Esch Sakashim. Taisvis asks, an Agemore, Noich Lolodim Shiyapos Atzmele Sech Kivshan Eish. So a person is mechuyev to be moisa nefesh himself. Agavuche, before we go further, the Iyun Yaakov Dachsamir says, I mean, look, it's a merdeka mice over here. Yen is chasing them. What a sheni yalbnei chaveri baram is this? So he answers, Pshat is like this. Yen was chasing them. He didn't think there was Marukve. So he did not realize he's going to be embarrassed. It's Marukve, Fakabach Ben Yod also says, Marukve, so every day, how can he look Marukve in the face anymore? If he'll know it's Marukve, Marukve was an Adam Choshev, he was under the, Marukve knew what will happen if he'll realize it's Marukve. So that's why Marukve wasn't a psakrak susi that he was masking. This whole thing was, he was curious, but he never would have wanted to meet up with Marukve if he would know that it was Marukve that's giving him the money. Yeah, Al-Koponim, so Taisvus Esa Kashem, the Gemara says the Sholish Haveris, that is a din Yahorg Valyave. Avedis Kechovim Gileyarayis Ushvichus Domim. So Taisvus says, there's another Avera. Abonis Ponim, as I said in our Gemara. So why do we only know three Averas? So Taisvus and Saita answers, the Averas Abonis Ponim ain't a Mefureshes Batayre. It doesn't say in the Torah, Vloinoket al Averas HaMefureshes. That means from Taisvus it would seem, there's also a din, a Chiyav of Mesiris Nefesh, but the Tanna is only speaking about the Averes HaMefureshes Batayr. That's Taisvus insight. The Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, Shara Shlishi, Ois Kuflam Betes, Vehine Avak Horetziche, There's an ovok retziche. Habonas ponem. Kiponov yechavru v'nos mara hoidem. That means his blood drains and he loses his color. He gets white. V'doim el retziche. It's just similar to Aratzicha. That means he's a shayfach domim. It's his blood drains from him. Vashain is another cheshbin. Ki tzar ha-halbone mar mimoves. Forget about the draining of the blood. It's the etzem tzar is mar mimoves.
So he says avak retziche is halbone sponim. Alkein omer abisein is zechene levroche lo ilum yapel odem atzmei lekivshan ha-ish v'yav bnei chavere barami is a different loshen, not noyech lo odem, lo ilum yapel odem. Bli omru kein bishar aveiris chamuris, it didn't say about other things, there's a din of mesiris nefesh, or kein dimu avaka retziche elo retziche. Avaka retziche is like retziche. Uchamoisha omru ki yohoreg velo yerotzach. Just, so we know already the din by retziche that is a din yohoreg velo yerotzach. V'daimul aza omru shi yapel atzmoy lekib shanaish. Loyalbum bnei chavere barabim, v'lom duzem in yin tomor, shnemi mutzeis v'ishil chol chamel. Hini kaf opishi tzu olisorif, legil soki yoiso hora mi Yehuda, shlo lahalbum ponov. So it seems the Rabbeinu Yoine, for emphos tois v'skashe, he says, forget, we said the shalosh averes. Just like, avak retziche is a din av retziche. There's a lomdische kashe that they ask Kedushe Rab Reuven and Yevomis asks as follows and Yem and Silvan Zerashar also asks the kashe. The Gemara says, how do we know that Baritziche, there's a din of Yehori Gval Yaver. I mean, like this, we have a klal v'chai behem, that a pikuch nefesh is doiche kol ha-teire kulo. So why, Baritziche, do we say Yehori Gval Yaver? So the Gemara says it's a svore. My chos is the doma didoch sumik tvei, efshe doma dachavrei sumik tvei. How do you know that your blood is redder than his blood? So Rashi explains in Yume that what's your whole taine? Pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is matir yisurim. But over here, pikuach nefesh is only matir yisurim because it's more choviv by the Rebbeinu Shlom a nefesh me Yisrael than kol ha-teira kula. But over here, someone will get killed. He'll get killed. Some a mele, so there's no... That means it's worthwhile to be oiva and kol ha-teira kula to be matzal ha-nefesh. But over here, you want to be oiva and retzir tzoch to be matzal ha-nefesh, but you're killing another nefesh. So, no, what do you say? I'll remain alive. No, my chos is the doma didoch sumekveh, who says your blood is better than his blood. So therefore, there's no heta pikuach nefesh. Fine. So that's very good when there's either one of the two people will die. So male, then there's no heta pikuach nefesh. But over here in the case of the Rabbeinu Yoine, Rabbeinu Yoine shows it to avak retziche, there's no heta pikuach nefesh. But over here, vinisht vi, the ozo sumke vosa chivre, but lemaise, if I'll be malbim, he'll remain alive. And I'll be alive. If I won't be Malbim, if I'll go into Kivshan and Eish, that I'm going to die. So here it's ready. Sumik Tvei. Here there's already a Cheshbin. So if the whole Lomdis of Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, Isa Retzich is called Nefesh Avude, here it's possible that there won't be a Nefesh Avude. And so therefore you should be Matel. This Kasha Dachainim is. So Rav Reuven wants to say a teretz, he brings from the Chem de Shloime, that the Chem de Shloime said that Lamaise, now we are makish gili, retziche to gili arroyis. And by gili arroyis, just like the Chomer Aveira of gili arroyis is not nitin lidoches, so who adin the Chomer Aveira from retziche is not nitin lidoches. That means now
we don't need the lomdus. We only had to figure out the lomdus to be mevara what the din is by retziche. Because let's give a shtickle like dome. The Gemara says retziche des asvore. And Gile Eroyis is a hekish to retziche. Kashe yokem yisharei retzoche nefesh kein adover hazeh. So now we know Gilei Arayis is also no het of Yor Gvar Yaveh. But the lomdus by Gilei Arayis is not alf my choses. The lomdus of Gilei Arayis is alf the Chaymer Aveire. The Chaymer Aveire of Gilei Arayis is no het of Bikoch Nefoshe. So now we learn back the Hekish that the Chaymer Aveire of Retzichet is also no het. I feel that there's no lomdus of my choses. So Rab Reuven brings down this Rabbeinu Yoina Araya to this Yesod. That, but I'll call upon him, that's what I want to say, Pshat and the Rabbeinu Yoina. Zog the Gemara weiter. Marukve, hava anyebish shivevusei. Marukve, there was a poor person in his neighborhood. Every Erev Yom Kippur, he used to send them 400 zuzim. Agavuch, maybe it's kedai to tell over a maisa from the Beis Halevi. There was once a gvir that davened by the Beis Halevi, and someone told the Beis Halevi Yom Kippur, he stood up the whole day. He was standing the whole day in Kippur. So the Beis Halevi heard this, he was fuming. So Beitzoi Yom Kippur called in the Gvir. He says, I heard you stood a whole day in Kippur. Yeah. He says, you have a Makir? Yeah, sure. It's an Inyan to be like Malochim. There's an Inyan. He says, what is a Gvir supposed to do Erev Yom Kippur? He says, no, what a Gvir is supposed to do Erev Yom Kippur? He's supposed to go around the whole town and look for Aniyim and give them Parnose. That when it comes Yom Kippur, he can't stand on his feet. And if you could stand on your feet Yom Kippur, or survive this Erev Yom Kippur, you weren't doing what you were supposed to do. That's a nice with the Beis Halevi. Al Kaponim Marukve, it seems Erev Yom Kippur, he did what he was supposed to do. There was another man, he went and sent him Arba Meyezuzi. The Ein Yaakov says, what's the Cheshman of Arba Meyezuzi? We have the Gemara in Shabbos. There's a Tof Shel Tchia, Tof Shel Tomus. So we're holding before the Gmardin Meyichya Meyomus. He wanted to have in his account a Tof Shel Tchia. That's a Tzadokatatzel Mimovis. So he gave him Arba Meyezuzi. Every year. Yom Echad Shadrino Nelei Biyad Berei. One year, he sent his son. Osa Omalei Leitzorich. He came back, he says, you know, he doesn't need. We're giving him he doesn't need. Oma Maychozis. He says, Chazoi, the Komezalfi Lady Yayin Yoshin. The Mezalif, that means they're pouring Yayin Yoshin ala Eish, it should smell good. I mean, this is an expense. So, such a person, you have to give him tzedakah. Oma Mefunik Kula Hai, he's such a Mefunik. Aifinu Vishadrino Nele. So he went and doubled the amount, he sent him another $400, another 400 zuz. So there's a Muridike Kashi from the Marsha. The Marsha asks a Kashi as follows. He asks that, like this, the Klal is an Oni, is a person that doesn't have Mosayim Zuz. Now, if he doesn't have Mosayim Zuz, and you give him 400 Zuz, so that's Mitzvah Tzedakah, because I'm giving to an Oni. I with the Tzedakah become a Yisoni, but Skeg Meron. That's, but Al Kaponim, I'm giving to an Oni. Frek the Marsha, so good. So, the first time he sent him 400 zuz, Mamela. But he heard that he's a Mefunik, so he sent him Nachamo 400 zuz. He says, now he's not an Oni anymore. Now he's not an Oni, so what's pshat in these 400 zuz, the second 400 zuz? As I frek the Marsha.
So Be'emison and the Marshos Kashe, others are Mefakpik, from the story it would seem, he went into the house, he knocked on the door, and he saw was a tutzach dol mezal from lo yayin. He said, a good night of Yontif, regards to my father, see you tonight in shul, and he walked out. It would seem like that from the Gemara. So what's the Marshos Kashe? So he still was another man. But the Ben Yoda says that Sicha not mistavach. I mean, the father sent him to give the money, and he comes into the house, and Mustami Yena gave him a big baruch haba, and his hand was outstretched already. He knows why you come to visit him erev Yom Kippur, and so Mustami didn't give him his hand and say guten erev Yom Kippur. Mustami Yitzchak would not be mevazen, so Mustami gave him the 400 zuz. So if like the Marsha, if he gave him 400 zuz, so he's not another man, so what's this cheshbon to give him another 400 zuz? That's the Marsha's kasha. So the Iyun Yaakov and the Ein Aliyah, they both say the same teretz. They say a moiridike teretz. He says, this cheshbon, that a yid that has Mosayim zuz is not permitted to take tzedakah, because Bemison Mosayim zuz was sufficient for, that was a year's supply of food. That was Mosayim zuz. You could, he says, so that's for a person who's living like another man. But he says, but there's a new type of tzedakah which we learned about. Dei machseira yasheyech saloi. There's another person who his needs are much greater than he needs a sus lirkev olav. He needs it. Asher Yechsel needs an Eved Loretz Levonav. He needs it. This is his chasaran. So Mamela, there's no numbers of Masayim Zuz. Fakert. So Marukve saw that this person, Ebech, he needs Lezalev Levonav Yayin Yoshon. So Fakert, I never knew that he was such a big Nitzrach. So Mamela, so he sent him another Abba Meir Zuz. When Rebar Ukve was on his deathbed, Omar Aisali Khushbenoi the Tzedakah. So he said, bring me my Tzedakah book, let me see how much money I gave in my life to Tzedakah. Ashkech Tavaksiv Be Shives Alfei Dinri Siyanki. We've given 7,000 Siyanki Dinrim. Omar, he said, Svadoi klili v'urche rechite. I had prepared such a small amount of Svadoi means tzedor kala, that means I prepared so little food for myself. I have such a long way to go. And the mitzvahs that a person does on this world, this is the preparation for Yenevelt. I only gave 7,000 dindrim, some of which is Ahin Rav. V'urche rechikte. Kom bizbeze lepal gei mima moini. So he gave half of his money away for tzedakah. Fregt the Gemara hecha of it hoche. Omar Rabbi Loi, Ba'ushe is kina mevazviz al yevazviz yoyse mechaimish. How can he give more than a fifth? The Gemara says, Hani mili mechaim. That's davki mechaim sheme yered menechosov. Aber lachamise leslambo. Lachamise, he can give more. So trashi si anki shem mokim. Zvadoi klili tzeida kalachi noisi. Lederche choykeshani yoytzil. I'm going on a far journey and the preparations I prepared is much too little for such a journey. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Abba have tzayer zuzi besudrei. Rabbi Abba used to tie up zuzim in his sudr and his scarf. Vishodi Leila Khoire, and the scarf was in the, he put it in the back of, by his back, the zuzi went in his back, umamzi navshi lebe anyi,
and they used to go in the poor section of the town. Umatzli einei meramoi, and he used to look around if there's any ramoim over there, but there was no ramoim there. He did not see exactly who was taking the money. So this was a gather of tzedakah al kaponim. The noisin did not know who he's giving the tzedakah to. Rabbi Chanine havahu anye davarogel shturi le arbe zuzi kol mali Shabbat. Rabbi Chanine used to send four zuzim every Erev Shabbos to the Soremat. So once he sent his wife, she should bring over the Dalet Zuz. Asoi, so she went there. Omrelei, she came back. Asoi, she came back. Omrelei, leitzorech. He doesn't need our Abba Zuzi. In fact, so he said, my choses, what did you see that he doesn't need? Show me, I heard that the Komrelei, that they asked him, which tablecloth are we going to put on? Mapish al pishto levonois, oibishal meshit zvuois. That means there was something that there was a linen tablecloth. They have such tablecloths, and that's a din. Which tablecloth are we going to use? So it seems they're on a much higher money bracket than we are. So maybe we don't have to send them. Oma, haynu da oma rabbelozo, boyi v'narsik toive l'ramoy. We should be thankful for the ramoy. Shil molei hein ayinu chaytem b'chol yoyim. If it wouldn't be for the ramoy, we'd be mamish chaytem b'chol yoyim. Shenema v'koro alecha l'Hashem v'hoye b'chochet. It says, an oreman is koire l'Hashem v'hoye b'chochet. Why you not giving tzedakah? V'toni rebchia barav midifti, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kochoy me kolamalam eino min atzedakah ki lo ivid avidus kechov. Sivoch isham alecha pen yedovim levovcha b'liyal. Uchsiv hosom yotza noshim b'nei b'liyal. Malon avidus kechov, mafkan avidus kechov. So the dimyan to avidus zore, Rabbi Chonon in Baba Basra in Kovet Shiurim says as follows, that the gedder of avodah zarah is shesavar shebiyodai lehetiv ulahora. And avodah zarah means he's under the impression that the avodah zarah can help him. V'amalim, and if a person is malim einov min atzedakah, so he holds his money can help him. So he doesn't want to give away his money can help him. So he's miyaches, koichos, to the money. The money can be mative. So that's doyme l'avodah zarah. Says in Yeridei, no the money min atzedakah, bloishim dovarom is galgul ayodin, he's miyaches. Not like that. So that's like it's an oivet avodah zarah. So let us see Rashi. Ayinu chaitim, shalom alim and ayman anim, aval achshav haramoim gormim lonu. Let us see Toises, but li kesavai, but li zov, odlai aifinu v'shadrinu k'moy ma'uk v'dalel, Mishum danach vom le shaykh pinik alabadi osher oye. That means, yayin yoshen lezalef. Could be he needs it. That's his lifestyle. But, such a tablecloth or such a tablecloth, that's already, he's an osher. Is tlizov mapet svua betela shoni adume kizov dumide de secha sa umnim. Now, lechere, what is pshat in the Gemara? Lechere pshat in the Gemara is as follows. That means there's a moiridik taine on a person. Why didn't you give? You should give more tzedakah, it seems. It's like an oivet avodah zarah. Like this, Baruch Hashem, there's ramoyim. There's ramoyim. Some melech, I mean, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah.
But there's so many Ramoim that you never know who you're going to end up with. So we have a Teretz in the Shamayim. We have a Teretz, Matfangans, why didn't you give Tzedakah? I mean, if I would know it, if I would have a Yichus brief that he's a Mehuda Dikaoni, no Shaila about it. But, I mean, Rabbi Yishlam, you know what's happening over here, so there's no mitzvah. So Memele, so this is a Pesat Teretz for Anhoge. L'chayre er eshtikal ha'ore, perhaps it's not too big a ha'ore, I mean, is this a teretz taker? I mean, a person, we're talking about that there's 20 aniyim, and so I don't give to all 20 aniyim because I assume that 15 are fakers. I mean, one is permitted to this, a roi vanike races. Kabu, I don't know, kloch, I mean, the lomdis, is one allowed taka halachically? There's Ramoim, some emela one is permitted to assume. I mean, each one is a cheskes kashrus mistama. It would seem that, I mean, halachically, you're not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to give. Chotshefilo, the Chofetz Chaim says, Amoim de kechidish and shmiras haloshen. Chofetz Chaim, he says that if a person was becheskes oni, and then someone comes and tells me that he's not an oni, so I'm not allowed to believe him. So I'm mechuyev to continue giving him tzedakah till I find out he's not a noni. So could be there's different. He was huchzak la'oni. It could be there's different. So that what one person says that he's not a noni, you have no right to believe him till you're mevara. Even though it seems he did believe his wife. I mean, it seems like she told them a story that it seems he believed her. Could be it was Nemanol of Kebetre, his wife. That's why he believed her, Lagabi, this person. But Al Kaponim, we see Amar de Kechidish, that Al Tzad Kufa, I mean, there's a ptul of that you're not Mechuyiv to give because of the Ramoy.